Back in Biloxi, getting set for game 3 of 6 between the Shuckers and the Columbus Clingstones. I'm Max Gifford, joined by Shuckers catcher Matthew Wood. Matthew, this is your first full season at the AA level, and you're just about a month in. How's it been so far?
It's been good. It's been, some good, some bad, just, you know, long season. So just taking things one day at a time and learning as much as you can and just keep going.
Sure, one of those things you can categorize as good is hitting a grand slam last night. How did that one feel?
Oh, it felt really good. It's always good to, you know, go up in your first at-bat, you know, have your plan and be able to execute and help the team.
Now, that wasn't the first grand slam in your pro career, but offensively, is there really a better feeling at the plate?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think a grand slam is probably the top of the top. I've never hit for the cycle, but I feel like that's probably up there as well.
You just mentioned it. Been some bad, and you guys are currently on a slide, but it still feels like you guys are having a lot of fun. Would you say that's true?
100%. Yeah, this is a really tight-knit group. I'm confident that, you know, we're gonna get back on the winning ways. We got a tight-knit group here, and you know, we're on a bit of a slide, but I mean, we're a good group. We're gonna get back on track.
Now, there was a regime change from your first season to your second season. Mm-hmm. You had Joe Arrault last year, Mike Guerrero this year. What's been the biggest difference between having those two at the helm?
Oh man, I mean, they're both great managers. They both bring, you know, different things to the table. It's just learning, like, different things about the game. Mikey's just, like, an encyclopedia of baseball, it seems like. So being able to learn from him has been awesome. Loved playing for Joe. But, I mean, I love playing for both of them. They're both great baseball guys and awesome people as well.
What do you think you've learned the most from Mikey this year?
Oh, man. Just the little situations in the game that generally you wouldn't think about. He has a different way of seeing the game. So just the little nuances of catching or base running or different things like that. I don't know if I can pinpoint one thing. There's been a lot, but yeah, it's just the little nuances of the game that can help you win.
And how important is it as a catcher to sort of pick up on those little nuances or intricacies of the game?
Well, it's huge. I mean, as you move up the ladder, there's the smaller things win the games. Everybody is extremely talented. Everybody can play well. It's just who can do the little things the best and who could, you know, minimize the mistakes. So that's the thing that he's kind of harped on, and taking advantage of the other team's mistakes as well. So being able to learn that and implement it is going to help everybody a lot moving forward, I think.
Well, you and Darian have both done that very well this season so far, tandeming behind the plate. How's the dynamic been between you and him?
It's been great. I mean, me and Darian are good buds. We live together. It's been fun. I think we have a lot of similarities in our game, but I think we also learn a lot about each other's approaches and stuff, and we're able to bounce things off one another. And I think it's been fun with the pitching staff and it's just great. He's a good bud of mine and a great teammate.
What's your favorite part about getting to work alongside him?
Oh, man. I think it's just, you know, he's such a great guy and a great teammate. And you could just learn a lot about how he handles the game, like, off the field. I think he's a guy who really is great at responding and bouncing back. And you can bounce things off of him, and he gives great advice. So I'd say that.
Let's go back to that grand slam for a second, because I know Javik and I both in the booth have said this has been a long time coming for you. It seems like you've been hitting the ball really hard, just maybe haven't been coming out on the right side. Did you feel that same way?
Yeah, I mean, you can't control, you know, the ball once you hit it. So I'm just trying to, you know, have a good approach, hit the ball as hard as I can, and, you know, trust that things will start to fall. I'm confident they will. And, you know, as long as you feel good and, you know, you get a good approach, you know, things will turn out your way. It's a long season, so you can't focus too much on the results. You just gotta just keep going.
Chatting with Matthew Wood, with first pitch right around the corner between the Shuckers and the Clingstones in game 3 of 6. Let's go off the field for a second. I know a lot of our conversations off the field have been about hockey.
Yep.
Just about a week removed from your Penguins being knocked out of the playoffs, so giving you a platform for a second to reflect on the Penguins season.
Yeah, it was a great season. I mean, I think a lot of the expectations around the team were that they probably wouldn't be as good as they were. So for them to exceed expectation was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun watching them. Obviously a tough last series against the Flyers, the in-state rivals. So that was a tough way to lose. But I think Carolina is going to come out on top in that series, so it's all right.
So then does that mean you're rooting for Carolina or Philly in that series?
Well, here's the thing. Both of those teams aren't my favorite. I wouldn't say I'm rooting for either one of them per se. I guess the best team win.
Do you have a Stanley Cup pick now that the Penguins are out?
Well, it was the Dallas Stars, but they got knocked out. I'd say now, I think it's going to be between the Avs in Buffalo, and I'll go Buffalo because my good bud Tanner Gillis is sitting over here. He's a Buffalo Sabres guy, so we'll go Buffalo.
So purely Tanner Gillis is the reason we're choosing Buffalo to go all the way.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Love it. That's Matthew Wood on the On Deck Show. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
We're back with more in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the Hype 100.9 FM.